You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which does a recap of the events on Dalal Street. And it is an important day too, because, well, all eyes are on the budget that will be presented tomorrow, the first by Nirmala Sitharaman, the freshly minted finance minister. The economic survey has failed to pop fireworks on Dalal Street, and now we'll wait for the actual show tomorrow. All that took place on D Street is what I bring to you on this edition of An Evening Walk Down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An Evening Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The economic survey failed to lift Dalal Street to a breakout as indices witnessed selling pressure at higher levels a day ahead of the budget, but held on to crucial support levels, which is a positive sign. The market witnessed gains for the fourth straight day. The Nifty 50 closed just a shade below 11,950, while the Sensex rose above 39,900 levels on Thursday. The final tally on Dalal Street read something like this. The BSE Sensex rose 68 points to close at 39,908, while the Nifty 50 closed 30 points higher at 11,946. The broader market underperformed as the BSE Mid-Cap Index fell 0.19%, while the BSE Small-Cap Index rose marginally by 0.12%. Most of the sectoral indices traded in line with the benchmark index and failed to show any major directional move. After a volatile session, all eyes are now on Budget 2019 tomorrow. The index is likely to face stiff resistance around 12,000 to 12,100, but a pro-growth budget could lead to a breakout on an intraday basis. Investors are advised to hedge their positions and use dips to buy into markets as strong support is seen at 11,800 levels. Jayan Manglik, who is the president of retail distribution at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "Markets will react to the union budget tomorrow, and that could result in a volatile move across the board. Since Nifty is trading closer to its crucial hurdle of 12,000, we suggest keeping extra caution in long trades. Also, we advise keeping leveraged positions hedged before the event. In case of decline, 11,800 would act as a strong cushion." Unquote. Speaking more about the economic survey, this is the first economic survey of the new government, and it envisions India becoming a $5 trillion economy, which would require a steady growth rate of at least 8%, and such growth can only be sustained by a virtuous cycle of savings, investment and exports, catalyzed and supported by a favorable demographic phase. The market expects a roadmap for various sectors to get reflected in the budget. Sectors like agriculture, rural market, banks, infrastructure and water resources are likely to be the focus areas. Sanjeev Hota, head of research at Sher Khan by BNP Paribas, told Money Control, and I quote, "The Economic Survey 2019 outlines a vision to achieve a $5 trillion economy by 2025, with emphasis on increasing the investments rate, which will aid growth in demand, jobs, exports and productivity, and thrust upon increasing the investment as a percentage of GDP to more than 30%. The need of the hour is to bring further reforms in ease of doing business by reducing policy uncertainties. The street would be keen to watch out for actual government policy and reforms programs in the Union Budget 2019 to provide further direction to the market sentiment." Unquote. So, at the end of the day, top Nifty gainers included names like UPL, Bharti Airtel, India Bulls Housing Finance and Ultratech Cements. In terms of losers, Titan Company, Tata Steel and Yes Bank lost in the range of 2-3%. Very quickly, some stocks that have been in the news. Shares of Kolte Patil Developers rose 6% after the company signed three new projects in Pune. Share price of Cox & Kings locked at 5% lower circuit as the company defaulted on payment of interest on NCDs due on the 30th of June. Titan shares declined 3% after foreign brokerage house Morgan Stanley downgraded the stock to equal weight from overweight. McLeod Russell India shares fell 5% after ICRA downgraded credit rating to default for borrowings worth 1,031 crore rupees. And finally, shares of Tata Motors gained nearly 2% after its luxury car maker Jaguar Land Rover showed improvement in UK sales, though on a low base last year. As we know, ever since Brexit trouble happened in Europe, JLR sales have suffered, and we're already starting with a low base, so this improvement does not seem that significant. But Tata Motors did gain 2% today. As usual, a quick tour across financial markets from across the world. European markets have been subdued today on the back of weaker than expected US economic data, although financial markets there are booming and hitting record highs. Asian markets ended mixed today amid weak US economic data, raising expectations among investors that the US Federal Reserve could cut interest rates at its upcoming meeting. So, Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 0.3% to close at 21,702.45. Kospi of South Korea rose 0.61% to close at 2,108.73, while Shanghai Composite went against the trend and shed 0.33% to close at 3,005.2. Well, that's all you wanted to know about the events on Dalal Street. The podcast that is going to come to you after this is going to be a special one. We'll be taking a look at how the country makes its budget. What is a fiscal deficit? How do we bridge the fiscal deficit? What does the budget speech contain? Who made the longest? Who made the shortest? And indeed, how are people locked up in a cell, so to speak, before the budget document is printed? And what does the whole process look like? So that podcast on our Digging Deeper special, where we take a look at the making of the budget, or the making of Lagan, if you will. For that, you'll just have to come back to listen to that podcast, which will be with you in a couple of hours. As usual, there's also Stories of the Day, when I will recap the events from not just the country, but around the world in about 25 minutes. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, or leave us a comment wherever you listen to us. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.